Straight over to you, Sonny Boy here. Because God, look at the end of the programme. It's 6 minutes to go or whatever. Yeah. Tell us about the movies. What's going
on? Well, the one to talk about is obviously The Hobbit. The third, the last part of the trilogy.
Writing about it here on The Independent today. Paul Billington is here, by the way.
Last, you know, Peter Jackson Middle Earth film, we think.
And every one of the others from Lord of the Rings 2, it's not 3 hours, it's only 2 hours.
Well, it's two and a half hours nearly. All kind of, towards that. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is about 16 hours,
There seems to be a bit of a kind of we've had enough of this kind of thing. There's not that many people saying thumbs up to this one.
I think it's sort of thumb sideways
It'll all be part of the box set.
It'll all be part of the box set, and then the people will be doing these marathons probably where they sit through all sort of six films in a day. It's the last part, and again, like the previous two Hobbit films, it has lovely moments, but it feels very episodic. It feels like part of an adventure series, and the reason for that, of course, is because it all comes from a book that could be read by someone of moderate intelligence in an afternoon.
But is it any good? Is there good acting? Any good script?
Any of them. They're always kind of roped.
Does it look good? Is there a big battle? Yes. What's it called again? The Hobbit what?
Battle of the Five Armies, Dave.
So is there a Battle of the Five Armies?
You'd be asking for your money back if there wasn't, and there is.
I can guess what it's like saying 12 Years a Slave. What's that about?
Chocolate. Yeah. No, it's there's a 45 minute, I think, battle that it builds.
Is it as good as Helm's Deep?
It's very well done. It's just that Helm's Deep was the first time we did it, and that was really good. This film starts where the second one ended, which means that Smaug the dragon, who was the best thing about
Benedict
the second
Cumberbatch.
Film, it was terrific. He takes off. They hacked him off. The dwarfs and Bilbo, when they got to Lonely Mountain, they annoyed him, and he took off to Torch Lake Town, the nearest human settlement, which he does. That scene's the best in the film. It's fantastic. It's like, you know, Armageddon. And then, unfortunately, Smaug disappears for reasons I won't go into, and Middle Earth suddenly seems a very boring place. But then there's this slow build-up. Thorin, the king, has gone. The gold has sent him mad, Dave. And he doesn't want anyone else to have it.
The gold has sent him mad,
Dave. And the elves and the humans want their bit. And meanwhile, this massive orc army is being sent by Sauron to overwhelm them.
But does Bilbo end at the end to go on to Lord of the Rings?
Yes, in fact, is this like rather over deliberately, it kind of dovetails into the first of the Lord of the Rings films. There are good bits. The battle scene is the usual thing, the CGI and the camera swooping in and out, and there's a very good part of the battle scene in which Thorin and the chief baddie have a fight on ice, and there's some good acting in it. Martin Freeman is the best actor who's the best of any of the Hobbit people, and there's this lovely performance in there that's kind of gets lost in the length of the trilogy and in all the nonsense that's going around it. But he's very good in it. Luke Evans is very good in it as well.
So if we're talking about 18 hours or thereabouts of the whole thing, and somebody's going to do their kind of Tolkien weekend and all the rest of that, I get the impression you should be watching The Hobbit first and then go Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, well, ideally, I mean, obviously it would.
What about the Silmarillion?
Oh Jesus!
Is that going to happen ever?
I had the great misfortune to read that as a teenager when I was reading everything, and apparently the estate are dead against it. Because they didn't loot the rights, and he says he doesn't want to do it. But what will he do next? Because he's spent
been 20 years doing this.
Okay,
what else is happening? That's The Hobbit, obviously, big screen. Anything else?
Not a lot. There's the Samaritans films, and there's Tinkerbell and The Legend of the Neverbeast, Dave, which is a Christmas film for
children. Tinkerbell and The Legend of the Neverbeast. Yes. Yeah, I'd say that's for kids, all right.
Probably. It's for kids, and there's no battles in it, really. And there's part of a series of animated films, which are nice. They're well done. It's very, very nicely animated. And it's about
damning with pain. Praise, they're nice.
Oh no, but they are. They're sweet, and nicely done. The only thing I'd say about them is the fairies speak Californian, and also they're rather womanly. If you know what I mean. I wonder about the shape that they make these things in terms of...
Get the Barbie doll woman back on from Psycho.
In terms of, body issues for girls and all that. But they're sweet. They're well done. It's a nice animation.
Anything DVD-wise or Netflix-wise?
Sin City 2 is out on DVD. I think we talked about that a while ago.
Is this the way it goes before Christmas? Yeah, a bit kind of nothing much really going on.
Yeah. This is all to do with The Hobbit coming out this week. Yeah. Nothing wants to come out this week. There's quite a lot of interesting stuff coming out next week. And then Stephen's Estate. And then obviously in January you get all the really big ones, and there are some interesting ones coming.
Yeah,
out.
And the Golden Globes thing announced this week, so we can see now what's going to be the theory of everything.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
going
we
to be
can.
Huge.
What's going to go for
Foxcatcher?
The theory of everything is great.
I've seen it. Yeah,
really
it's good.
Good. I thought
yeah.
it was very good. And
yeah, I thought it was very good.
And
Birdman is incredible in it. I haven't seen Birdman though.
Birdman has turned into a bit of a very interesting film as well.
Oh yeah, with Michael Keaton, and obviously Foxcatcher is to me the number one as far as I can see.
Yeah, I was talking about it. I said no, I did. I had one or two problems with it, but I think it's a very interesting film.
I
had
one or two problems with it too. The Channing Tatum character has a few bits about that.
I was saying, talking outside there, and he's the protagonist in the sense that you start with him, but actually Mark Ruffalo's character is much more interesting than him. He's the least interesting person in the film.
Yeah, but that's okay as well, you know. It doesn't matter that he's put in the background a bit. Anyway, blah, blah, blah.
That's in the future. People haven't seen it yet.
No,
January 9th, I think.
Indeed. Okay, well, listen, Paul, thanks a million.
Thank you, Dave.
From the Indo and Man More. Thanks a million for dropping in. It is time to go. Larry's going to take over now.